Friday, July 13th, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. And good morning, everybody. JW here with Bob Hendricks. Bob, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. It's Friday and nothing else matters.
That's right. That's right.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Are you a superstitious person?
No, knock on wood.
Knock on wood, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it's just another Friday, but it's a beautiful Friday.
It is. Humidity going away a bit. You know, it's been really humid the last few days, and we're not used to that in this area.
So I know.
It's nice to see that. I heard the weather this morning saying that it's going to get a little drier and the rain's going to go away, and which would be nice to have more, but we'll take what we get.
Yeah, it was nice to have those showers a couple of times, and that one shower was pretty intense, which was good. Mm-hmm. So we needed that, and lots of thunder and lightning, which is great to watch the storms roll in and roll out. But I think it's been since the beginning of May that we've had rain, so it's nice. Okay. Well, folks, let me tell you who's going to be on the show today. Robin Cage is our musical guest for the hour, and we're really psyched to have her back here. She's been on the program several times, and she'll be singing a song at the top of the hour, somewhere about the bottom of the hour, and then she'll be taking us out with a song right before 10 o'clock. The Park City Summit Arts Council will be here to talk about their event. They've got a weekend event, July 13th and 14th, starting tonight. And also Graham and Ethan Reynolds, they're brothers. They grew up in Park City making jewelry, and they're going to be supporting the event this weekend. And finally, Grayson West and Piper Underbrink will be here from Alpine Distilling to talk about some of their upcoming events. Of course, we have weekend events at the bottom of the hour. I'll tell you everything that's cooking for the weekend for live music and everything else. And we also have weather that we'll be doing in just a little while and those sorts of things. But you're listening to KPCW in Park City. We shall return right after these messages. And stay tuned, Robin Cage, musical guest.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, located in Park City since 2006. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with on-site parking, kids' menu, and Squatters and Wasatch beers. Squatters, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
Valley Behavioral Health is a local nonprofit and proud supporter of KPCW. We are your community behavioral health center and provide a broad range of services, including individual, family, couples, and group therapy for mental health and substance abuse. We serve all ages in all of Summit County. Please check out our website at valleycares.com or 649-8347 for more information.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Bob Hendricks, who is our guest co-host for the hour. Bob, it's great to have you here.
Thank you. It's fun to be here. I've been looking forward to it all week since you asked me.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. Robin Cage is our musical guest for the hour. She's been on the program from the very beginning of the Morning Mix, which is where we're coming up on a four-year anniversary this September. And she was also at our 100th show. We had a little special thing where we played in two studios, and we did a two-hour special and everything, and we're just delighted to have you back. Robin, welcome back.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Tell me what you've been up to.
Well, I've been playing a lot. I recently released a new album. It's my second album, and getting ready to tour and take it out into the world.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great.
Robin, when she came in about an hour ago, I think she has a truck. I've never seen so much equipment for one person.
Yeah, I have a keyboard that weighs about 75 pounds.
It's amazing.
It doesn't have built-in sounds. So I got a speaker for it and whole big setup.
Well, I blew it. I always try to get here before Robin gets here so I can help her get the keyboard out of the car or out of the truck. And it's the heavy. You know, we move a lot of keyboards in and out of the studio for the Morning Mix. That is absolutely the heaviest keyboard.
It's a beast.
Yeah, it's a good one. What are you going to play for us first?
So this is a track off of my new record, and it's called Into the Stars.
Okay, live on the Morning Mix, Robin Cage.
I'm drawn into the darkness like a moth into the flame. All the demons know me, they call me by my name. I know that I am hiding, I feel like I'm alone. Choosing to be blind to things I can't control, but don't go. Look into the stars, look into the stars. We only have the day, if we give in to the night, it's who we are. Look into the stars. Begin to understand the things that make you break. I'll try my best to stop myself from calling you mistakes. I know that you are hiding, you feel like you're alone. Choosing to be blind to things you can't control, but don't go. Look into the stars, look into the stars. Give into the night, it's who we are. Look into the stars, throw yourself into the old light. Throw yourself into the old light. It's not just about the sunrise. There is beauty in the dark times. Throw yourself into the old light. Throw yourself into the old light. Yeah, we need to feel the sun rise. And there is beauty in the dark times. Look into the stars. Look into the stars. Stars.
Escape into the music at the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. On July 13th, the greatest hits of ABBA dazzle the mountain air with ABBA the Concert. Enjoy timeless favorites Dancing Queen, Mamma Mia, Take a Chance on Me, and more. Then on July 14th, bluegrass sensation Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder join the Utah Symphony for an unforgettable performance under the stars. For tickets, visit DeerValleyMusicFestival.org. The Utah Symphony is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
Hi, this is Whitney Ryan from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's annual summer concerts return to Canyons Village weekly throughout the summer through Labor Day weekend. Live music begins at 6 p.m. and is open to all ages. More information and dates are available at parkcitymountain.com.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Bob Hendricks, musical guest for the hour, Robin Cage. She just played a beautiful song. She'll play another song around 9:30 or so, and then another one up at around 10 o'clock as we take the show out. Our next guest is actually a return guest, and delighted to have her back, Ellie Gallagher, PC Girl Cabaret. And welcome back to the program.
Great. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. So let's start at the beginning again, how you moved here from Florida, originally from Boston, where I'm from, and you got involved in mountain activities and skiing and hiking and all these different things, and you decided to take a little turn.
Yes. Funny story. I actually broke my leg on my honeymoon, and so that kind of put a damper on my skiing, although I kept skiing. And I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and so I played with horses for a while and circled back to performing. I got dragged into a community theater show by my best friend, and then I just kept performing after that, and that was in 2009. And so I've been doing musical theater and local theaters for the past almost 10 years now. And then the opportunity for this show came along, and Seth at Downstairs was willing to give me a chance, and it's taken off.
Right. So. Okay. So tell us what people can expect when they come to PC Girl Cabaret. And I'm going to do one slight change. I'm going to move your mic over to Bob so he can be involved in this. And then you can grab that mic right there.
Okay.
Okay, good.
So
get the roadies in here and do a little work. Right. There we go. We're in good shape now.
So when you come see the show, it is... There are singers and dancers, and it's definitely funny. We play into the Park City culture a little bit, and the idea is to give everybody a glimpse into the Park City culture and kind of poke fun at ourselves and have a good laugh. So that's kind of what the show is in a nutshell.
Is this nightly, weekend, and where?
Okay, so we've been doing it monthly at Downstairs, which is at the bottom of Main Street.
Oh, it's a corner of Heber and Main.
Yep, corner of Heber and Main. Yep. And it's at, the doors open at 7, but the show starts at 8, and it's open seating. So we encourage people to get there about 7, 7:30 so they can get a good seat. And what else did you ask me? I think that was it.
So once a month, is it kind of hard after every month to kind of step into this again and do it? Or?
Well, once a month has been good for the summer. Summer has been a little bit more challenging just because, like, for instance, tonight there's an event going on at Deer Valley. So that, you know, you're competing a lot with a lot of things going on. So once a month has been sufficient. In the winter, it's going to be weekly.
Whoa, that's a big job.
Then. Yeah. And so putting the show together hasn't been too much of a problem with once a month. I think weekly we're going to have a lineup of performers. For the all the shows this winter, so.
Now, is the same performers every month or every week or?
No, I perform every single time, but I invite guest artists. So this time we have Andrew Talla, who just sang with Lauren Allred of The Greatest Showman, and then Jillian Joy, who is a performer down in Salt Lake. She's performed with Salt Lake Acting Company and Utah Opera, so she'll be coming up. My dancers are always the same. So Callie Parry out of, she just graduated from BYU. So those, the dancers will be the same, but I mix up and I have these pop-up artists or guest artists who come in, sing a few songs, and add to the show.
So there are some surprises then?
Yes, yes. And for the winter series, there's some big surprises without giving away too much, but hint, hint, Broadway.
Ah, I love it. So you have put this together, and you've got some time under your belt now doing this.
Yes.
And you've, you know, as a result of this, sort of a unintended consequence, not an unintended consequence, but you've met a lot of people, a lot of professionals and people that are moving up and those sorts of things. Tell us about what that experience has been for you, because it's really, you know, you're still kind of new to town, and you've met all these people.
Yeah, I guess 20 years is new to
20
town.
Years. You're brand new.
I'm brand new. I am. And that's actually part of the shtick, right?
Yeah. You know?
Wow. So starting with Seth again, he's been a huge supporter of the show. And then we've made some deals with some of the restaurants in town. And so if you dine at Yukiyama, Shabu, or Crystal Park Cantina, you get $5 off at the door tonight.
Okay.
And so that has been interesting to delve into the Park City community and the arts. I've performed at the Egyptian before, and so Randy and Amber have been very influential in my journey as well, in addition to Seth Miller, who has done some work up here as well, but he's at the Grand. He's the artistic director there. All of these people definitely helped me build my my performer group and help me with my contacts. The Utah Conservatory, I have to mention Deborah Cook. We went on a trip to Boston and we made some great connections with AMDA in New York and Ben Cameron, who runs Broadway Sessions in New York. And he has Broadway guests on his show. He does a cabaret, basically.
Okay.
And so he has guests come, and he's been helping me as well with connections. So it's opened up this little tiny world in Park City to California, New York, and performers down in Salt Lake as well.
Sure.
What is the venue like?
So I love downstairs because it's kind of like a speakeasy. You feel like you're doing something naughty when you're down there, which is perfect. It has this beautiful red velvet covered backdrop that almost looks like a sofa, which is, it's lovely. And then a small stage, and it's very intimate with some nice lighting. There's a professional lighting designer and then also sound. So it's perfect for the cabaret. It gives it that cozy, warm feel.
For those in town tonight, is it family friendly, or what is the age that you...
It's 21 and up, 21 because it is up. A bar. Okay. And so it's perfect for that age group.
The only thing it's missing is the cigarette smoke.
That's right, but we'll go without that.
Well, right. Are you thinking of taking this to other locations, taking it out on the road?
We have not thought of doing that thus far, but I suppose it's something we could think of for future events.
Okay. And again, it's PC Cabaret, PC Girl Cabaret, and you can buy tickets on the website.
Yes, okay. Off the website, $10 in advance. Oh, so today is show of, so it's actually $15 and then $15 at the door, but dine at one of the participating restaurants to get your $5 off.
I just have a question. In my mind, I'm seeing organized chaos each evening. Is that, is it really structured, or are you kind of just flying along? What?
It's very much structured. Okay. We rehearse prior to the show, and there is an arc. So there's a storyline to the cabaret. It's loose because it's a cabaret, mm-hmm. but it's a journey of a Park City girl. And so everybody's songs fit into that arc. And yes, it's right down to who moves the mic, where and when it's okay. choreographed.
Is it, if I saw it last month or last week, is it fresh this week?
So with the guests, it's new each time. I often will sing some of the same songs, but I have a repertoire that I rotate. So if you came to the first show, you might recognize some of the songs I'm going to sing in this show, but not all of them.
You know, as a singer-songwriter, Robin Cage, our musical guest for the hour, Robin, as I've listened to your music and the songs that you've written over the years, they have a real show quality to them. Sometimes a carnival sound, sometimes a Broadway sound, sometimes something in between. Is that fair to say?
My dirty secret. Oh. Us rock musicians aren't supposed to be trained, but I trained in musical theater. So that's where that comes from.
Wow, she's got to come on my show.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a great time. It's really fun. Yeah.
So you heard her first song, so listen to her next two songs and maybe, you know, take a listen as well, but maybe you guys should...
I think we should talk.
Should have a cup of have a cup of coffee and talk.
I definitely think so.
Yeah. All right, great. And how long were you in Boston?
I grew up there. So right outside of Boston, and then lived in Boston to go to college and stayed there afterwards and performed. So I was there until 1996.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I ventured down to Florida after that, which we talked about.
Yeah. I moved out of Boston about 7 years ago to come here.
And,
so I lived on Marlborough Street in the Back Bay. And before that, I was in Newburyport. So I'm from the area. So.
Okay. Well, we lived on Brighton Ave, right in Chestnut Hill.
Sure.
Right outside of Chestnut.
Great spot. All right. Ellie Gallagher. She is PC Girl Cabaret. You can take a look at their website. Again, the restaurants you could attend tonight and get $5 off are Shabu,
Yukiyama, and Crystal Park Cantina.
Okay. Break a leg, and great to have you back on the program. And Bob and I are going to make it to one of these at some point.
Yes, you should. Well, you're always welcome.
All right. Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We're going to go to just a couple of underwriters, get the roadies in here, move things around a little bit. And when we return, Park City Summit County Arts Council and Graham Nathan Reynolds of KPCW GEK Designs Jewelry Company. Stay with us.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Park City Institute.
Start the holiday celebration early with a high-energy evening of soul, R&B, and funk when Park City Institute presents the voice winner, Chris Blue, in the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights concert series. The show pops up at Quinn's Junction Sports Complex, rain or shine, Monday, July 23rd. Gates open at 4:30. Show starts at 6. For tickets, call 655-3114. Brought to you by the Park City Institute, entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
You know I wish that I had girl. Escape into the music at the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. On July 20th, dance the night away with Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Rick Springfield, whose hits include Jesse's Girl, Don't Talk to Strangers, and more. Then on July 21st, experience the explosive talents of Sutton Foster as she shares memorable Broadway hits in a thrilling performance with the Utah Symphony. For tickets, visit DeerValleyMusicFestival.org. The Utah Symphony is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Bob Hendricks, who is our guest co-host. He's also the director of operations here and makes a lot of the technical stuff happen and makes sure our podcasts are solid. And he does a whole bunch of things. What's your exact responsibility, Bob?
I take out the garbage every Friday morning.
Do you?
Recycle, yes. That's my prime duty.
You get here really early in the morning. You're doing a lot of things.
It's fun because everybody gets to do a little bit of everything here, so it's fun to not have to concentrate on just one area. So,
yeah.
We have some new guests in the studio. Everybody is gathered around, and we have Julian Fritz. That's Julian, and from the Park City Summit Arts Council. We're going to talk about a showcase event there. And also Graham Reynolds, right? Okay, yep. There's Graham from KGEK Designs. He grew up in Park City, started making jewelry at ages 8 and 11, sold at Silly Market. Now both in college, he's in college studying product design and running a jewelry design company with his parents. And they are the featured artist at this big event coming up. Tell us about this event.
The event's taking place this weekend, Friday from 4 to 8, and then again Saturday, 10 to 5. It's a fabulous event. We're showcasing 21 artists from throughout Summit County, and Graham is one of them with his family. It's a mix of photography, painting, ceramics, printmaking, you name it. There's just so much talent here in Summit County, and it's a good opportunity to come out and meet these fabulous artists. There also is going to be on Saturday some food trucks, Comrades with their delicious heroes, and then also Inspired Root with wood-fired pizza. And to top it off, we have music from 11 to 4 with a different artist every hour. So it's a fun, family-friendly, and free event out in beautiful Oakley.
At the Red Barn in Oakley. I think everybody knows where that is. If they don't, it's pretty easy to find.
Yeah, it's right off of the SR 31, 38.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one it is, but it's right off of it.
It's so easy to get to.
Yeah.
And it's such a scenic drive, so that will inspire you. And then once you see their art, you can start a collection and hear their stories, like Graham's.
Graham, how did you get involved in making jewelry?
Oh, man. Yeah, it was kind of random. My brother and I got into it 13 years ago. Initially, it was an exploration for us, just like making small things for ourselves. But then we were like, you know what? Maybe we could make a company out of this and start to sell this as a way to support our interests. And over the years, that's really built out. And at this point, we're running this as pretty much, you know, our full-on thing. So it's been great. Yeah.
And what is the market that you try to design and build jewelry for?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's definitely changed over the years. You know, we started pretty basic, but at this point we're working all within semi-precious stones, things like turquoise, moonstone, labradorite, things like that, into, you know, 14 karat and diamonds. So we really focus on like high quality product. And being that both my brother and I have studied product design, really approach that with like a design mindset, you know, focus on for us a very like minimal aesthetic and also forward thinking, kind of like a modern look. So, yeah.
And how do you get your jewelry in the hands of your customers?
So our main outlets are local. We've always been, you know, making everything here in Park City and selling both at markets like the Showcase and retailers on Main Street. It's kind of like our main thing, just markets in the summer and then continued business throughout the year on Main.
So, yeah. How about online?
Yeah, so great question. So a big initiative for us this year has actually been a rebranding. We've changed our name from KGEK, which was acronyms for the initials in our family, to House 48. Basically just creating a new look for the brand, a new image. And so with that, we've developed a website. That's house48.com. Really pushing our social media as well. And so the website's still under construction. We have some product on there, but we'll be adding a lot throughout the summer. Yeah, and then also just to like hear a bit more about that story, there was an article about that in the Park City magazine. So there's a section about that rebranding. So, yeah.
All right, great.
Julian, how many artists do you expect at this show?
We're going to have 21 artists, and again, they're a mix of different styles, fiber arts. We have Jan Perkins. She's a painter with some beautiful rustic scenes that are inspired from the Camas Valley. Judy Summer, also who works in Palmyre Clay Works, is another. Kathy Cartier, who's in mixed media, and also Richard Pick, who does fabulous photography. That's just a sampling. Again, there's 21 artists, and price points range also. So if you're a new collector just starting out, there's something for you. Or if you're a longtime collector, there's also something for you.
Is there an admission to get in?
It's free. Just come with a smile and have a good time and check everything out.
You know what I like about this, Bob, is that you can go and look at, you know, spend some time with the artist and take a look at their wares and you know, all of that. But at the same time, between 11 and 4, they're going to have live music. And you're going to have a number of different musicians in there. So, like for an example, who will be playing?
We have Shannon Runyon kicking it off at 11 a.m., Elliot Goldman, Courtney Spaulding, Randy Moser, and Teresa Eggerston Cook.
Oh, excellent.
So we have a mix of different sounds.
So you've got something for everyone. You've got the music, you've got the food trucks, then you've got some beautiful artwork to see. And we're talking about all kinds of art, not just paintings or pictures. There's jewelry. There's just pottery, I heard you mention. Just a little bit of everything.
There's a little bit of everything. And you get to, the artists will be there, so you can talk to them, find out what inspires them. They'll also be doing demos so you can see how they make some of their artwork. And it's just a great opportunity.
I like anytime there's an opportunity for collaboration. So just amongst yourselves, Graham, there are going to be other artists there, and you can talk about your crafts and things that you've learned and trade off information and inspire each other. So I like anytime there's an opportunity to be able to collaborate with like people in your like group.
Absolutely, yeah. And Park City, even just, you know, Summit County in general has been awesome for that. There really are so many great artists out there, and it's great, like you said, to be able to talk to them about, you know, their aspect, you know, their craft. And yeah, it's great. The event too, it's really just hard to beat being out there in Oakley. You know, it's very relaxed. Everyone's hanging out, listening to the music, speaking with everyone that's there. I don't know. It's wonderful.
And it brings together visuals, it brings together taste with the food trucks and sounds with the music. So it's a full package of great entertainment and stimulus to get your creative vibes going.
What's currently in with jewelry?
Oh, man. Good question. So for us, definitely like a minimal aesthetic.
Okay.
We just traveled actually to New York for like an inspiration trip, looked around, got a lot of good direction. As far as metals, for a while, there was a big push for gold. And recently we've seen silver coming back in. So at this point, it's a lot of that mixed metal look. We've been, Ethan and I have been doing that a lot. Also, oxidized silver has been cool.
That's a nice look.
Like pre-tarnished silver, basically. It's got that like almost charcoal or like gunmetal look to it. So yeah, we've been pairing that with 14 karat gold and other semi-precious stones we use a lot. So yeah.
And I like the minimalist approach also. You know, we've certainly seen the years of all that intricate, gaudy stuff, you know.
Definitely.
And the minimalist stuff, just it just seems so clean and refreshing.
Absolutely, yeah. It's like just enough detail.
Well, folks, again, the event is July 13 and 14 at the Red Barn in Oakley. And what time does everything start up tonight?
This evening it starts at 4 and runs till 8, and we'll have some light bites provided by cheese or sweetened cheese, which is just artwork, food artwork. And then tomorrow from 10 to 5, we will be at the Red Barn in Oakley.
And folks, again, in addition to 21 artists showing their wares, there will be food trucks and there will be live music between 11 and 4. So sounds like a fun event. Thanks for joining us, Julianne Fritz and Graham Reynolds of House 48.
There we go.
the new name.
Yep.
I think it's a cool name. Bob, what do you think of that name?
I don't understand it, but yes, it is a neat name. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to find the history of that, maybe at another time.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that sounds great.
We're an NPR affiliate, so you got to watch what stories you tell on this program.
Sounds good.
Okay. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us. We're going to take a short break for underwriters. When we return, we'll do a little weather, weekend events, and then Robin Cook, our musical guest, is going to play another song for us. So stay with us. It's the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, Affogato's made with Wasatch Creamery ice cream, and Mamachari Kombucha made with our Cascara Coffee Cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Bob Hendricks, our musical guest for the hour, Robin Cage. It is currently 67 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios. It will be sunny today, and then just a chance of thundershowers are quantifying a 20% chance, and the high today will be 85. Low tonight of 46. As we continue through the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, slight chance of thundershowers in the afternoon. Again, they're quantifying at about 20%. There will be a high of 83. And let's go to Sunday and to Monday. Mostly sunny on Monday with a high of 85. Mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday with a high of 85 both days. For our friends in Heber and in Heber Valley, you can add 3 or 4 degrees to that, and they're going to pretty much have the same weather that we have this weekend. Oh, well, I think what we'll do at this point is we will do weekend events. And Bob, I'll start us off. I think I can start us off. We're going to start with Friday. Summit County Library showing a free screening of My Little Pony today, 1 p.m.
Noticed all the young people in town today. It's a Triple Crown World Series games being played in Park City this weekend through Saturday. You might see some traffic problems. Games being played in Park City, Oakley, and Colville.
The Seco Block, which is the Seco Block Climbing Competition, also known as Deep Water Soloing, is happening this weekend at Utah Olympic Park. This is a form of solo climbing over a deep body of water.
Grappa is doing their annual sipping soiree party on the deck tonight with fine wines paired with horse duvers, otherwise known as hors d'oeuvres, and live music. Reservations are required.
Grace Potter concert tonight in City Park, a new but very old location for concerts in Park City. You must take public transportation, and it's going to be a great concert.
It is going to be. For more live music around town tonight, check out Rick Gerber at Park City Mountain. You Knew Me When at Wooden Shoe Park in Peoa, Silver Strike at the Spur, Elliot and Gabriel at Silver Star Cafe, Tony Holiday and the Velvet Tones at OP Rockwell, The Who's Tommy the Musical, of course, at the Egyptian, our Utah Symphony at Deer Valley doing a tribute to the music of ABBA.
That's going to button it up for Friday. We're going to move on to Saturday. The Jupiter Peak Steeplechase takes place on Saturday, bringing elite athletes as well as weekend warriors to Park City from all over the country.
Ricky Skaggs, his long white hair, and Kentucky Thunder joining the Utah Symphony tonight at Deer Valley. He's a whopping 15-time Grammy Award-winning artist.
Wow. Whew. Park City Film Series is screening Coco outdoors at Aspen Villas at dusk.
For more live music around town, this is for Saturday. Check out Shannon Runyon at Miners Plaza, followed by Tom Bennett, One Man Band, Rage Against the Supremes at The Cabin, The Who's Tommy, of course, at The Egyptian, Bonanza Town at The Spur, Sarah Shook at The Disarmers at O.P. Rockwell's, or Whitney Morgan at Canyons Village.
And folks, before we button up Saturday and go on to Sunday, we just want to remind you that the Park City Summit County Arts Festival is having their big event today and tomorrow at the Red Barn in Oakley. They're going to have live music, so we're covering live music. Live music from 11 to 4 at the Oak Barn, at the Red Barn in Oakley with food trucks and artists. All right, Sunday, Park City Library is doing their fourth annual summer slide party on Library Field with a slip and slide, water balloon fights, and more. Be from 1 to 2 p.m.
The Flying Ace All-Star Show happening at Utah Olympic Park. This is exciting. It's at 1 o'clock on Sunday. The Park City Market happening on Main Street, and the Beethoven Festival has a performance from 3 to 5 p.m. at Temple Har Shalom called Tango. Tickets and information at pcmusicfestival.com.
For our friends in Heber and Heber Valley, here's what's cooking. Friday and Saturday night, the High Valley Arts presents Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory at their outdoor stage. Tickets and information at highvalleyarts.org.
The 11th annual Fire on the Water is on Saturday and features live music. This is in Heber. Live music, food, beer, a hot dog eating contest, boat parade, and an amazing fireworks display takes place at the Hailstone area of the Jordanelle. It's $25 for a carload of up to 8 people or $10 for annual pass holders.
You know, Bob, I love hot dogs. And I'm trying to get in better shape, so I've been really careful about what I'm eating.
Uh-huh.
I could eat 100 hot dogs right now. I could probably go into that fire and water competition and do okay, but, you know.
Hot dogs for breakfast?
You betcha.
Okay.
Yeah. And when I go to Boston the end of August, I've already got my tickets to the Cleveland Indians, Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
So we'll be eating some Fenway Franks there as well. Finally, in Heber, and Mary Mazaraz, I think I just butchered her name, will be playing a twilight-free show at the Homestead on the lawn. How did I do with that, Robin, today? Any thoughts on that?
I don't think that was quite right.
Mazars. Well, anyway, I apologize. Mary, I apologize, but we know that you are playing at the Homestead at the Twilight Free Show in Heber this weekend. So, okay, folks, we're gonna button up weekend events, and Robin Cage, our musical guest for the hour, is going to play her next song. Robin, I wanted to ask you, as we went through all the live music that is being performed in the Park City area this weekend and in Heber, are you playing out at all this weekend?
Yes. Saturday, tomorrow, I'm going to be at Montage playing in the Vista Lounge on their beautiful Steinway Grand. And I'm there every Saturday this summer.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you like piano bar music, if you like an all-request show and that's your thing. I'm at Prime taking requests every Thursday. And then here and there at River Horse, not on any regular date, but I do have a list of all of my shows on my website, which is just robincage.com.
Yeah. And you can go out with your friends and have a great steak dinner at Prime, but certainly the main rooms are very nice, but that little bar area is nice with the piano, and it's very intimate, and
yeah.
People sit at the bar, and they have dinner, and then they've got the tables, a few tables,
mm-hmm.
and then you've got some outside folks this time of year. They open up all the doors and the windows, and your piano's right in the middle of the whole thing.
Yeah, And they just renovated. The restaurant's beautiful. And
I got to check it out.
And I think they're doing 2-for-1s right now, too.
Oh.
At least during the week. I know they're doing it on Thursday when I'm playing, so come on Thursday.
All right. That sounds good. What are you going to play for us now?
So this next one is one off my new album. And this song is called There You Are in My Mind. And I just like to say that this is often mistaken for a love song. And it's not a romantic love song, but it is a love song for the child that I may or may not ever have.
All right. Live on the Morning Mix, Robin Cage.
Coffee tastes the same every day. My simple things that I repeat. I don't think I've missed a thing. No emptiness, no hollow needs. Then I think of you. There is a depth I've never reached. A pulse I've never felt. There is a death waiting to breathe. There you are in my mind, with your father's eyes. There you are in my mind, the first time you smile. There you are in my mind. There you are in my mind. Take you all the places I love. Desert in May, June on the coast. Hold your head when you get sick. Sing the same songs over and over. The first time your heart breaks, I'll sit with you. No need to speak. But there I go again, slipping away to who you could be. There you are in my mind, with your father's eyes. There you are in my mind, the first night you get high. There you are in my mind. There you are in my mind. In my heart, I've never used before. And just when I don't think there is room for any more, there you are in my mind, with your father's eyes. There you are in my mind. Only you I will find. There you are in my mind. There you are in my mind. There you
very personal song. That was nice. That was a beautiful song. Folks, that was Robin Cage. She is our musical guest for the hour. I'm JW. Bob Hendricks is right next to me, and he's our guest co-host for the show this morning. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break. Let the roadies come in here, move some stuff around before our next guest starts. So I'm just going to throw a song on. This is Stay With Me from Rod Stewart. I'm just going to put this on for about a minute or two, and we'll be right back with our next guest, which will be Alpine Distilling. Stay with us. Welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with the one and only Bob Hendricks, and of course our musical guest for the hour, Robin Cage. Joining us now in our studio are some folks from Alpine Distilling. Grayson West, who is the head of experience, Jimi Hendrix experience. No, he's the head of experience at Alpine. We're going to talk about that. And Piper Underbrink, who is the head of development. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, J-Dub.
Yeah, so head of experience. Tell me about that title.
It's a great title. Basically, my title is about experience of Alpine, really getting it out there so people know who we are, and just explain our products, our award-winning products, and just our history of being here in Park City.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a bizarre title at a little job I had once. When I first moved here from Boston, I was working at the No Name, helping them out with some stuff. And my title was Senior Vice President of Intergalactic Atmospheric Coordination. And it was all about helping people have a good experience at the No Name.
I like that. I like that. It's a great title.
And but we really didn't have to help them have a good experience. They figured all that stuff out themselves.
Nice.
Tell us about development. What exactly does that involve?
Yeah, so we've only been around for about 2 years, and we just started selling kind of domestically in the United States and also in Utah. So currently we're in 5 states, and we're also in India and China, as well as the UK, specifically the Isle of Man, where we have been kind of interactive with the TT race, the motorcycle race out there. So for me, it's just about bringing on new environments, bringing on new people, and getting our product out as far as we can into the world.
I believe you have a whiskey. I believe you also have a gin. What else do you have?
We also carry liqueurs. So we have it's called the Preserve Liqueur. It's kind of a blood orange green tea. And we also have an Alpine Liqueur, which is going to be more of like a green chartreuse digestif. We also carry vodka and a couple different whiskeys, so about 4 different whiskeys.
something just stood out in my mind. You said you sell to India. That must have been an interesting door to open. A little bit about that?
Yeah, so India kind of just happened to come along on its own. The head distiller and owner, Rob Sargent, who is local here in town, he just through life kind of came into the India network connections. And it's actually a huge market for American whiskeys. And it was just a very good intro market for us into globalization for Alpine.
I just can't imagine Indians drinking. I don't know, there's something when you I'm just amazed that there's a big market in India for you.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of interesting. And they also, along with China and Japan, have really upped their own whiskey production as well. And so there's a really big interest in gin worldwide and whiskey.
Well, Bombay Sapphire comes from Bombay, India, right? Originally, or maybe not?
I don't think so. I think that's a London-based product.
Oh, Bombay, London. Okay, well, there's an Indian influence there. Okay. Is that where it's from, London?
It should be, yeah. It's all a right. Bombay product, so.
Well, we want to talk about the stuff you got cooking with some events and things, but maybe if you all could just give us a little brief history of how Alpine came to be.
Fantastic. Alpine was created by Rob Sargent, our master distiller. He is a local. He moved here in about 2011. And just fell in love with the community. He really wanted to have a business here in the community and share it with everybody. He comes from a long line of distillers. He actually is a fifth generation distiller. His family was into moonshining. He has a Kentucky heritage, but he's actually the first actual legal distiller of the family. So he started the distillery in 2016. We're located near the Sinclair gas station out on Summer Creek area. And that's where we distill gin, vodka, liqueurs, and we also have a bunch of bourbons, as Piper said earlier.
Great. And you have an event coming up, and you also have a business relationship with 350 and Spur. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, so we just opened 350 Maine Alpine Distilling. It's kind of a collaborative effort between the original 350 Maine restaurant and Alpine Distilling. So our half involves a retail shop in the front of the restaurant that's open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and then we have a downstairs location that's predominantly events. So we host a one-hour whiskey, a one-hour gin tasting, as well as a two-hour make-your-own-gin experience that comes with dinner. It's a really phenomenal, very eclectic experience. And we also do tastings Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 1 to 6 p.m., and other private events. And then the 350 component is a new menu and new cocktails that are focusing on Alpine Distilling product.
And finally, there's an actual event on July 17th and 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. at 350. What's that all about?
So that's Meet the Maker, so to speak. It's about meeting the distillers. So Grayson, myself, will also be there, as well as Rob Sargent, and we will just kind of be explaining and tasting through what Alpine has to offer and the collaborative effort between 350 and Alpine.
Well, that's great. Alpine's really moved along. You've only been going a couple of years. I see your product everywhere, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Definitely. You can find us at all DABC locations here in Utah. You can also find us online at alpinedistilling.com, Instagram, Facebook, and any other social network you could find us on nowadays.
Grayson West, head of experience at Alpine Distilling, and Piper Underbrink, who is the head of development. Folks, we're going to go to a quick underwriter when we turn a final song by Robin Cage. Thanks so much for being with us, and best of luck with your events.
Thanks for having us. Stop by.
Okay, we will.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Rimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
We want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City. Robin, we'd love to hear a final song for you, and thank you so much for being our musical guest for the hour.
Thanks so much for having me, JW. It's been awesome, as always.
Okay.
And this last one is Slow the Devil, and it's the title track off my new album.
Robin Cage, live on The Morning Mix.
It took me in the blink of an eye, my body empty, my soul undersigned. I'm captive, I watch them confess to the devil in his Sunday best. And I can't stop him, I don't stand a chance. I'll fall victim, dance his wicked dance. When we're divided, maybe we can stand. Maybe we can.